Shavua Tov, Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in chapter 7, Mishnayot 8 and 9. So 7, 8, 9 today. It's all right, it's Adar. So yesterday we learned about if the size of the Eruv, the amount of food, gets lowered, they lose some, or they add on residence, they have to top off the Eruv. But we never learned yet exactly how much food you need to form the Eruv in the first place. So Mishnah Ches is going to let us know. Kama hu shi'ura, what is the amount of the Eruv? How much food in there? Bizman shehen merubin, when you have a lot of people, meaning 18 people or more, and this means like 18 apartments in that chatzer, because you just need one contribution per household. Mazon shtei se'udot likulam. The amount of food for two meals is good enough for everyone. And two meals is 18 dried figs, the famous grogeret, or it's the equivalent of six eggs, six kibetzim. The Mishnah continues, Bizman shen muatan, when there are fewer than 18 households, ki grogeret. Lehotzat shabbat lekol echad ve'echad. So it's the equivalent of a dried fig, which is the shear of hotzah. We talked about in detail in Masechet Shabbat, hotzah is the malacha, the constructive act of taking an item out into the public domain or transferring items from one domain to another domain or even carrying an item for amot in the Rishut HaRabim. That's hotzah. And so the shear for food is kigrogeret. Now, certain foods were listed. Remember, medicines were even tiny amounts. Spices were smaller amounts. But just regular food, stama food, was kigrogeret size to be liable a carbon for carrying it out or transferring on Shabbat. So if you have less than 18 people, if you have 17 people, you could have 17 kigrogerot. You could have 17 dried figs worth to form your Eruv, because we see this amount, this kigrogeret, is an important amount on Shabbat, even if, you know, just having one dried fig for your suda is not very filling, but it still has a chashivas, has an importance in halakha. So now we know how much food we need for our Erev Chatzirot. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet. Amar Rabbi Yossi, B'medz Amar Mori. Rabbi Yossi says, when does this apply? B'tchilat Erev, at the beginning of an Erev, when you're first forming your Erev on the first Shabbat, even if you're going to rely on it on future Shabbatot. Now, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi is arguing on yesterday's concept that if the Erev decreased in size, you have to top it off. The Kehati talks about if he's really arguing or not. There's different opinions. So the Mishnah continues, of all b'shiari Erev, with the leftovers of the Erev, kol shehu, could be any amount, a smaller amount. So if you have 17 households on the first Shabbat, and then if you had 17 kigrogrot, your Erev is good, but then, you know, a mouse came and grabbed one, and a kid came and grabbed another, you only have 15 left the second Shabbat. For Rabbi Yossi, it's still good. You wouldn't need to top off. V'lo amru la'arev b'chatzerot, and they didn't say you need the erev in chatzerot. Elakadesh lo l'shakeach ha'tinokot, only so you don't cause forgetting among the children. Now this refers to a concept that we've seen in this perek, that if you have a shituf mavot, meaning a combination of property rights across the mavui, the alleyway, which is linking various chatzerot, then you don't, strictly speaking, need the Eruv in the chatzer. The shituf mavoi would cover the chatzer also. But since the food or the barrel of wine or oil, as we've seen, it could be any food for shituf mavoi, that was only in one of the chatzerim, one of the chatzerot. So the kids growing up in the other chatzerot, if they always had the shituf mavoi in one chatzer, then every other chatzer in that along that whole alleyway, they wouldn't necessarily be familiar with the concept of a Erev chatzerot at all. So therefore, even though we have a shituf mavui, you need to have an Erev in each individual chatzer as well. But Rabbi Yossi is pointing out, it doesn't need to be the full size of the original Erev that you need at the beginning, but if it's decreased in size, as long as it's there, so the children know, so they're familiar with the halach requirements of carrying in and out of courtyards and mavot on Shabbat, then you're good to go. Shabbat tov, be well.